Hello, everybody. You've chosen to listen to another edition of the podcast, What Would Rob Do? I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about other people's birthdays, or OPBs, as I like to call them. Anyway, birthdays always get me in trouble since sometimes, or a lot of times, I forget. And then if I do remember about their birthdays, it takes me forever to pick out a card. It's just really a big vexing problem for me to figure out how to properly celebrate someone else's birth.
So what do you do to remember birthdays?
Well, these days, there's all types of electronic ways to remember. Right. You know, like you get your Friendster account or your Facebook account to tell
you. Or you set 20 reminders in Outlook.
Right. But I'm still forgetful, and none of these systems work. So I've developed another system.
Oh, the Rob system?
Well, it's more of a SAC system.
I see.
Because it's a birthday phone chain. And, you know, like, it kind of looks like a snow day where my family will systematically call me on the phone every time someone's birthday gets close. Robbie, it's your Uncle Mark's birthday in 2 days. Don't forget.
And they call you after the day or before the day?
Before the day.
I see. Genius.
So my family
is involved. I have the after the birthday phone tree in place.
The guilt tree.
The guilt tree. All right. So say by some miracle you've remembered a birthday, how do you actually go about marking that day?
All right, well, here's the thing, is that if it's a milestone birthday, fine, you get a gift. Otherwise, I'm just going to remember you with a card or an email or a phone call. But, you know, I like to try to do the card thing because I kind of feel like it's an easy way to show someone, hey, I'm thinking about you. I thought about you in advance because I'm sending you a card.
Support the postal system.
Yeah, it's good. So cards are great. But, you know, the thing is that you want to pick the right one, and it's really tough. You walk into a pharmacy or a card store, there's aisles and aisles of cards.
Of terrible cards.
Oh, no. Did you know, David, that the greeting card industry is a $7 billion a year business?
So how do you pick?
Well, to do this, I've enlisted some help.
You want to find something both original to you and unique to the person that you're sending it to.
Who's that?
That was Sandra Boynton.
I know her.
Yeah, she's an author,
I mean,
musician,
personally.
And a writer. She's written over 4,000 cards. And you know, she does those cartoons of the little kittens or like little
the cow
animals.
And the hippo.
Yeah, so she's done all these fun things with hippos and stuff. And she says, yeah, you really need to think about two things. Not only, you know, who you're getting it for, is it going to connect to them? But, you know, is this something that says something about you? And this can be really tricky because sometimes you find a card and think, oh, this is perfect for them, but this says nothing about me, or this is something that I would think is funny, but this other person would totally not think is funny. So you know what I do in this situation?
No.
I fudge it because I just find a card that I like or that I think they'll like. And then I kind of write in my own stuff, you know, put in my own little thought bubbles.
Put a little mustache on the hippo
you know,
or the cat.
Or you can totally doctor any card to make it your own. And, you know, sometimes what's really fun is if you pick a card that's totally inappropriate for the situation, like getting someone like a Feliz Navidad card for Hanukkah, that can be a lot of fun.
Or like happy 8th birthday turned into 80 or something.
Exactly. Yeah. That can be a lot of fun. But Sandra,
what does she think about this?
She says just don't do it to her. Do people ever send you your own card?
I have had my own card sent.
Is that tacky?
I always find that a little peculiar, I must admit. I've even had my own cards defaced and sent to me, which is even more peculiar.
I would actually cut out the characters and rearrange them.
Well, I kind of imagine it's like something like you see Bob Dylan in an elevator and feel compelled to sing, you know, the Mighty Queen to him. I'm guessing he'd give you a look like, what the heck are you doing?
But can we get back to that idea of, like, how do you remember birthdays? Because the phone tree thing is just, it's not going to work for me.
Right.
I don't think it really works for you either.
Well, here's another tactic I have, which is sometimes I'm really bad with the date, but sometimes I can remember, like, the month or the season or something, in which case I like to do, like, what I call a preemptive birthday strike. You know, so my friend Alex, his birthday is in August. Which day? I have no clue. August 1st, I'm calling up. Hey, I know your birthday is somewhere around here. Right now, I'm thinking of it, so when I forget, you can't blame me. You know, maybe this could be like a segment of the greeting card industry, the preemptive birthday card. I said, so Sandra, would that be cool?
I'm guessing that the preemptive birthday card strike isn't going to quite cut it, because people who are very hung up on having their actual day acknowledged on the actual day, it's not going to be much better to be a month early than to be a day late.
You could just say, look, here are 40 birthday cards for the next 40 years. Don't expect anything from me.
Right. But then she got to this like kind of larger issue of, if people are really hung up on like remembering their birthdays, they have other issues going on, because when you think about it, a lot of the birthdays you do remember have really no significance on how close you are with someone. It's more like, oh, well, their birthday is on the day that I broke my finger in third grade, and I always remember that day. Like, you may remember their birthday for some random reason, and then on your birthday, some random person who did remember your birthday calls you, and you're like, wow, that's weird that you remembered, but thank you. Like, I have this old friend who calls me. I'm like, we haven't talked since elementary school. You still don't have to call me just because you remembered. It's so awkward.
Yeah.
But the one thing is that you have to watch out for the people who really do want their birthdays remembered, and they're going to be dropping hints as the birthday gets closer, like, yeah, so, you know, in 2 weeks I'm going out for my birthday, and I got my birthday dinner coming up. They're telling you in their ways, in their passive-aggressive ways, I want to be remembered.
Can I tell you what my wife does? Everyone always forgets her birthday because it's December 21st. It's so close to Christmas. Mm-hmm. So she has her mom send her flowers like a week in advance, and she puts them on her desk, and people say, oh, what are the flowers for? And she says, it's my birthday next week. Which is a little way of reminding everybody that they can get the cake ready now.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you really want your birthday remembered, you can't put that pressure
proactive.
On. Yeah, you got to be proactive. You can't just put pressure on people because they might remember for a weird reason or they might forget, and it's not their fault. But let's say you're going to interview someone who does greeting cards, you know, for a living, and you happen to be interviewing them on their actual birthday. It's really good. To acknowledge that, you know, or else you're going to feel, you know, a little silly not bringing that up. Well, thank you very much for
however,
your time.
Rob, if you forget my birthday today.
Well, yes. Let's talk about today, that especially. I wasn't going to forget that. I mean, I totally forgot. We went through the whole interview and on birthdays, and I blew it with her. But
you called her on her birthday? She must be lying to you. She probably says that to everybody.
No, it really was her birthday. And I called her, and I said, let's do an interview about birthdays. And then I blew it at the end.
When is your birthday?
It's February 17th. So don't you forget it.
All right. Thanks for listening to another essential, indispensable episode of the podcast, What Would Rob Do? I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. Whoa! Come on.